The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
So the football weekend starts tonight. Who knows what else we'll get to? Probably that stink bomb the Rockets threw out last night. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Lee Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Thursday, weekend's almost here. No excuse to be in a bad mood.
Unless you were at the Rockets game last night.
Yeah, that was a waste of my life, going to that piece of garbage.
Did you stay till the end?
No.
Okay.
No. And honestly, I almost left at halftime, and I missed the first quarter because I was leaving the show.
Yeah, you're traveling. And I guess they played pretty well in the third quarter.
They played pretty well in the third.
But the first quarter was the highlight of the night.
But watching,
if you're a Rockets fan.
Watching how those guys had no interest in playing last night, no interest in boxing out. And they stood there in the paint and let these guys get rebounds. And I'm like, what a bunch of garbage. What a just pathetic effort against a really bad team. And, yeah, I'm not writing them off after one game or anything, but that was just an embarrassment to God and everybody.
They obviously are a highly skilled basketball team. They also seem to have a very, very limited attention span. And they've become disinterested, and then they're almost, I mean, they're not even average. They're just, they're bad when they're not into the games. And I don't understand how that happens, but last night was one of those games, and you're watching and you're like, okay. And really, if you look at the box score, you'll see they had three guys who scored 20 points, 25 assists to 7 turnovers. This is a good night. I mean, when you look at it like that, you think
theoretically
they're playing the Nets, who are in the discussion for worst team in the NBA. So, you know, this is a game that if those are your numbers, you got three guys who put in 20, you're 25-7 on assist to turnover ratio, you probably won that game. The problem is 60-45 on the boards. 20 offensive rebounds, which turns into 33 second chance points. That's just, I mean, that you're not focused, you're not trying, one or the other. You don't care, or you're just playing lazy. I don't know what the answer is, but the other thing is,
I'll tell you the answer. They were playing lazy.
The other thing is the Trevor Ariza, Marcus Thornton thing is kind of a problem. It looks like they're going to have to go to a real four, which means that may be more Terrence Jones, because we don't know when the Wolf will return. But
why not more Harrell? You can't rebound. That's one thing the guy's done when he's been out there and brought a little hustle. I wouldn't have minded seeing him out there. No, they did not care. There's a lot of games where you get out rebounded, where teams miss a lot of long shots and they get long rebounds, and sometimes it's just fluky. That wasn't fluky. That was just guys standing around watching the other guy get the rebound. Well, and it was ugly to watch, man.
That's not going to work. I mean, the guys that they're running out there, that's between Thornton and Ariza, those guys are on the floor for a lot of time, and they gave you a combined 5 rebounds. So
Thornton's a useful scorer.
Right.
And that's great for that. But
can you afford to have all those guys, Ariza, Thornton, Harden, Lawson, on the floor at the same time?
No,
tiniest team in the world. If Dwight Howard's 7 feet tall. You're still too small. I mean, you you're playing Trevor Ariza. I mean, you could play him at the two before you could play him at the four. They just don't have a guy, or they're I shouldn't say that. They're not playing a guy that's a four. And, you know, Jones comes in off the bench for a few minutes here and there. But, yeah, like you said, Harrell, he's not even in the game. He's not playing. You know, the other guy, I guess, is Sam Decker, and he was a coach's decision as well. I don't know that he would help you much with rebounding, but they just don't seem interested in winning that battle. And if that's the case, sometimes you're going to lose games like this, and especially when – here's the other number that I didn't mention, that this has to stop. 8 for 34 from three. And
yeah, and that was it. They start off 2 for 13 at one point.
They just chuck it up.
Then I hit a few, and they don't stop. And next thing you know, you look up, and they're 6 for 25, and you're like, what the hell, guys?
There's no conscience to it. It's just where they're going to chuck up threes no matter how the shooting touch is that night. They don't care. They're gonna keep chucking it up until some go in. And Harden, Ariza, Thornton were all responsible for that last night. And, you know, it's an embarrassing loss. And this team has been – we've seen them be really good at some points this year, and then we've seen them just be embarrassingly bad. And the 0-4 start was really ugly. Then they win four games in a row, and you're like, you know, including a couple good wins.
Yeah.
You know, the Thunder and Clippers wins. Those are respectable wins. And then you lose to the Nets at home. I don't know what this team is, Fred. I don't know. What I do know is, you know, they're nowhere near the elite in the Western Conference right now. And I don't think they're anywhere near what they were last year. I think that this team is – you know, last year, maybe when they didn't have Dwight Howard and they knew they didn't have it, the team seemed a little bit grittier.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just...
It's probably fair.
This is a very soft, very... I don't want to say finesse, because I think you can be a finesse team in certain ways. And I think, really, you can be a team that chucks up a lot of threes. You can't be a team that chucks up a lot of threes at a 20-something percent rate consistently. And that's what they are. And James Harden, if you go through his game log, it pretty much tells the story.
Yeah.
You know, that's just what they want to be. They want to be a team that lives and dies by the three, and damn near in every game that they've lost, they've died by that three.
And that's been their MO for a few years now. The difference was last year, more often than not, they were hitting him.
Yeah.
And, at some point, Ty Lawson will start hitting some shots, I would think, maybe, and that would help. But they basically, if Harden shows up and can't hit a shot, they're not going to win. That's where they are right now, and that's kind of where they were before Dwight Howard got here.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know what the problem is, and I'm not. Like I said, it's way too early to panic. It's just I cannot believe people had to pay money for tickets for that garbage last night.
That's pretty crazy.
I mean, honestly, I'm sitting there watching it going, why am I wasting my time with this? Because they're going to lose this game. They're going to choke it away. They're doing the same stuff over and over. And that ridiculous 2-on-1 where they shoot a three that doesn't come close pretty much summed up what they've been here for the first eight games.
Where do you think the Rockets rank in the league in three-pointers attempted per game?
They're probably right near the top. Probably 2 or 3, I would guess.
They are number one.
Wow.
And they shoot 32.1 threes per game. Number two is Golden State, and they shoot 29 per game. So they're number one by a couple shots per game. The difference is Golden State, while number two in attempts, also number two in percentage at 39.8, so right under 40%, which is amazing.
It's also why they're 9-0 and the Rockets are 4-4.
The Rockets are 28th in three-point percentage. First in attempts, 28th in percentage. The only teams lower than them, Brooklyn and Memphis. You have to find – if that's the way you're going to shoot, and that's what – listen, this we're getting guess into who, where it's a 9 or 10-game sample now, you know? This isn't like a two-game stretch like it was at the beginning of the season.
No, it's an 8-game sample, but okay.
It's 9 now, or is it 8?
It's 4-4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, they started out 0-4. So they're 4-5.
They started off. They started off. They're 4-3.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
So an 8-game sample, but that's enough to know that there's a problem with this, right? Don't you have to make some kind of adjustment?
Yes
or
and no.
Am I crazy to think that?
Yes and no. I mean, honestly, the games where they played well, it's worked out. The games where they haven't, like last night, and it was more than just a 3-point shooting. It was just lazy basketball. It was guys who didn't want to be there, who thought they could mail it in against a winless team, and they didn't. And by the way, they didn't outshoot Brooklyn last night from the 3-point line.
Well, not last night.
They both made the same amount of threes. Brooklyn took half as many shots there. But I don't know that. I mean, this is what they are. They've got to figure out, though, a couple of things. And one of them is that small lineup isn't working. And it's not going to be just as simple as get Demo back, but they need to find a way. And Terrence Jones played, what, 16 minutes last night, 15 minutes?
14, I think.
Somewhere around there. And you're going to have to get more out of him, but he wasn't blocking out either when he was out there. So it's just, to me, it was just a pathetic effort. I don't know that it's systemic yet. I mean, it's hard for me to judge body of work in basketball this early. Because when they do things right, they're able to beat anybody.
Yeah.
And when they do things wrong, they can lose to anybody. And last night was just an example of them doing everything wrong. And I don't know if that's all on the coach, but at some point, you got to wake your guys up. You can't have them just go out there and half-ass it all the way around there, which is what they did. And, you know, you can live with missing all those threes if you're rebounding.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You can't get out-rebounded like that. You go out there and you match them on the boards, you're still beating this team by 15 points, even shooting 8 for 34 from the three-point line. And they did that last year a lot. They overcame those kind of nights, and that's the difference that you're seeing so far early in the year is that they're not doing the other things they need to do to win the basketball game. And it's not just defense. I mean, the defense was pretty pathetic, too. But well, I mean, not getting rebounds is just there's no excuse for
if
that.
If they rebound last night, they win. Is what it boils down to. And it's not like this wasn't even a close game, but if they rebound, if they just make effort to rebound, they win that game.
Absolutely. And that's what's missing. I think it's not, you know, it's not the system. It's not how they're set up. It's the effort. And that was what happened when Denver came in here. It was the same thing. Guys just standing around watching other guys.
And that's in the first game of the season, that was the case.
Yeah. And you can,
I mean, that's, I don't know if this team, if maybe the success of last year kind of got their heads a little bit big. Because
I think that's a little bit of it, yeah.
Last year, you remember, they outperformed everyone's expectations.
Well, last year they were scrappy. Last year they were fighting. And I think this
year, they've got the big head.
I think there may be something to that.
They think they're better than what they are.
We can just walk out there and
just
show up.
You're not that.
And beat everybody.
I promise. But
no.
You're not that. LeBron James isn't out there. You know, that's not this team. You're going to have to go out there and you're going to have to play hard to win games in the Western Conference.
Kenneth on Facebook says the Rockets are acting like they won the title and can turn it off and on like a light switch. Where's the leadership? Who is the leader? Exactly. That's how they look right now. And in 82 games, yes, teams are going to mail. Everybody's going to have a game where they mail it in. You can't have this many this early, though. That is not a good sign. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
All right.
Cowboys Buccaneers, NFL, 12 p.m. Sunday. Presented by All American Berryman Products on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713.
Well, now.
780. ESPN's your number. Grab some phone calls. I think I have the answer for the Rockets, though. I think we should they should fire Clutch and replace him with Bangy the Sex Bear here. We've had really good luck with this bear.
That bear is super lazy, though.
But
Clutch like walks around and hands out T-shirts and takes pictures with fans. Like that bear borders on useless. I mean, he just sits there,
except for when you know.
Right,
but not
for that time, but yeah. That's.
But he kind of sits
putting
there,
him out in a public place to do that. I don't know.
Sort
if that's
of
the
sits
answer.
There while he's doing that too.
Yeah.
So. But he's good luck. We've had good luck since we've had this bear.
I guess so.
We've had real good luck. So maybe that'll help him. But I'm not sure I really want to give him up to them.
I mean, would there have to be a trade discussion?
Yeah, and I don't know that I really want James Harden getting his hands on bangy. I don't think that's a good deal. All right, let's grab a phone call. Leo wants to weigh in on the Rockets. Let's go to Leo. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going sports.
Okay, I don't even know if you should take my call because you covered everything right before the break. The Rockets basically think that everybody's going to lay down and then they can just go in and play whatever game they want to. But I'm looking at guys like James Harden. At the end of the game, he's jacking up three-point shots with people in his face. And Dwight and Howard, he's up there trying to take shots with Lopez on his back, and it's getting blocked, and all he's doing is arguing with the ref, and these guys aren't getting down court. Thornton's the only guy who's really playing, and then you look at Brewer, he's getting to the point where he's just taking jumpers, and that's not his game. And Ariza doesn't seem like he's worried about his shot too much to even play. I mean, the guys, they are not playing ball right now, and I really need some help because I'm a Saints fan. I have nothing to look forward to, and now I'm trying to watch basketball to get past that, and it's not helping out. My poor son, he's suffering right now because he's a diehard Rockets fan.
Yeah. Well, listen, I really believe that this team kind of got the big head, and they really think that they are better than what they are. And I've made it pretty clear my thoughts on some of the players on this team and what they think of themselves and how that's translated. But I think that they said, well, we're the 2 seed in the West last year.
We could have won game 1 and 2 at Golden State.
Oh, so, yeah. And yeah. That's a lot of Rocket fans who are like, we were a missed basket from beating the Warriors.
Well, and
you're not
I
even
think
close
that's the
to the Warriors.
But I think that's the mentality the players have right now.
I think so. I think they really thought they were close in that Warriors series. And if you watch, and maybe on the court it feels different, but watching it on TV, there's a pretty big gap between those teams. And as far as I'm concerned, the Rockets, they've got a long way to go before they're even considered like a contender at this point, because I've seen them just be just lame brain, you know? Like they've got the talent to win a lot of games, but the effort level and the attention span is just so hit or miss that it's hard to take that team seriously.
Yeah, and you know, this is the problem with 82-game-long seasons too, is you get these stretches like this, and if we talk about them after they go in and beat the Clippers, you're like, okay, that's the Rockets team we expected to see.
Right, get you ripped up, right?
And then they come back with this garbage, and you're like, okay. Joshua says, but Dwight Howard is the champion, isn't he?
Yeah, Dwight Howard's still a champion. No one can take that away from him.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's won yet, but when he does, we'll let you know. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Man, I barely got here on time today.
What was wrong? Well, traffic?
Yes, and I'm done complaining about Houston drivers and Houston traffic. It's my own fault. I know that I have to give myself an extra 20 minutes minimum just to be safe. I was just working on some other stuff for, you know, the other business we have here, and so I was on a conference call, and it ran long. And then, of course, I get out there, and everybody drives like knuckleheads.
Oh, that's me included. I drive like a knucklehead. I rear-ended somebody last night on the way home.
I saw that. Were you texting?
No.
Tweeting?
No. I was getting on. I do this every day, and every day I take this road, I feel like I get on 610 off of Westheimer.
Right.
Going north. And I take that up to 290 typically, or the I-10, whichever is going to be faster to get me out to the Beltway. And every day when I'm on that ramp and then merging into 610 traffic, I think, God, I can't believe there's not more accidents that happen here. And so we're going like 30 up that ramp, and then suddenly the car in front of me just like slams on his brakes. And I slam on mine and kind of like, I mean, I was following too closely, but I slam on mine and turn my wheel to try to avoid it. And I bump into his bumper, and he bumps the car in front of him. The car in front of him has zero damage, but the lady is like super scared of like what her husband's going to see and what's going to happen. And I was like, lady, your car's fine. The guy that I hit was super angry at me, which that's fair. I mean, it was my fault because I was following too closely. But it's a bitch on that ramp to get in there.
Yeah.
And so of course this guy gives me his insurance card. I hit luckily the cheapest of the three Lexuses he has listed on his on his insurance card. But he was
So of course he's going to be a dickweed if he's driving a Lexus
no doubt.
And he's got three of them.
No doubt. But
who is this Yahoo who ran me from behind?
Yep, I was that guy yesterday. So that was great.
Mm.
Always a good end to the day. Luckily, yesterday was Veterans Day, and Aaron, who works here, brought me some beers for Veterans Day. He does that. It's the last two years he's done that. He's brought me beer for Veterans Day, which is awesome. And I was thinking to myself, I'm lucky I didn't drink those beers yesterday on the air and then get into this mess, because then the guy would have accused me of being drunk, and that's the last thing I needed. Well, what ended up happening was, and I'm glad it happened this way, I called the police, and basically they said, it's going to be an hour before we get someone out there. And the guy was like, I don't have time for this. And he's like, let's just trade.
You got to get home to your other two Lexus.
Let's just trade information. So we just traded information, which is good for me because it saved me a ticket.
Right.
Because that inevitably, if the cops are called, that's what happens. And luckily the cops, they were going to be too slow to get out there for whatever reason. So I just... dealing with insurance.
Your
today.
Insurance will pay for it.
Yeah.
It's no big deal.
Which, by the way, this is my favorite thing about dealing with insurance. Nothing. They're not a favorite.
It's like going
thing.
To the dentist.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. But
or it's like going to the proctologist or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. I know one of these days it's inevitable that I'm going to get in a wreck, because coming here, there are two areas that I have to merge on 59 that are just a nightmare every day. Doesn't matter how many people are on the road, what time of day it is, but trying to get from 59 to the Chimney Rock exit is just brutal, because you got people coming off of 610 that are going left and you're going right. And one of these days I'm going to hit somebody. It's going to happen. And when it does, you just, and people have rear-ended me before. I never really get mad, because what's the point? Well, it's not like people are intentionally trying to hit you.
Right. And see, I'm actually lucky. Well, in a way, I was lucky. I was driving my wife's car, which...
Oh, good. So you banged that up and not yours.
Banged that up, which, of course, is not going to make her pleased, But at the same time, her car is the one that's not... I mean, we got a car note on it. Like, my truck's paid off.
Right.
It's got dents. It's a truck,
It's supposed to have dents.
It's supposed to have dents. So, if that had happened to me in my truck, like if someone had rear-ended me and put the kind of dent that I put into this guy's Lexus, I would have said, no big deal.
Yeah, give me
pay
your
better,
car.
Pay better. I wouldn't have even asked for insurance, because my bumper has dents. So it wouldn't have been the end of the world. Like, if he would have smashed my bumper off, that's a different thing. But if he put a dent in my bumper, I would have said, oh, cool, a new one for the collection. But thank God I didn't have my truck yesterday, because if my truck hits that Lexus the way that my wife's car did, it's not the bumper that it's hitting. It's like the trunk and the taillight smashing up the whole thing. So maybe it was for the best, but what a pain in the ass.
Jerry sent us this picture of Bangy already having his way with Raheel with some sideways action.
Raheel is using the couch for napping, which is what I've recommended. Although is Raheel a tank top wearer?
Apparently he is in that photo.
I mean,
maybe.
What is this? Where did he work? What is going on where people are laying around the office in tank tops?
Didn't he intern under you?
Yes.
He should have picked up everything from you.
No, not that. Not tank tops.
He didn't do your job?
No, he should know better than that. Mm. By the way, Jong, I'm supposed to pass this on to you. I saw Barry Warner today, and Barry Warner said, you know what would be great?
Bangy the Sex Bear?
I would love to do a show with you. And I was like, your show starts a little bit early for me. It's not really my thing. And he's like, oh, I'd love to fill in for Fred when you guys do the 4 to 7 show one day. Let Jong know.
Where am I going?
Well, I mean, I guess on a day that you have off or something. And I was like, you know what? If you really want to work with me that bad, maybe I will get up at 9 o'clock one day. I don't know if it's the best idea for you to do the 4 to 7 show. But Barry was wearing like this weird he said it was silk. I don't know what it was, but it was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. A vest. Did you see that today? What he was wearing?
No, I wasn't around him this
day. He was wearing a college basketball vest. I guess because college basketball season's coming up, but it had like CBS Sports on it, and it was very strange. And then he was wearing like loafers, black loafers with no socks. And I was like,
That's not a cool look.
I said, what's going on with this?
All right, so next time you start talking about me being creepy.
Listen, Barry's not fashion is not his strong suit. But he said that he doesn't wear socks because he's colorblind and he doesn't want to end up with one gray and one black or something like that. And I was like, yeah, like you could have a purple and a pink sock and it'd still be better than no socks.
How about you just go buy all white and all black? That makes it easy. Because basically you're either putting on the white sock or the gray sock.
Yeah.
That's it. Just a thought.
Yeah. If you're really colorblind, you need to make sure your world is colorblind too. Like figure everything out.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people on Twitter now saying, make sure that he does not do the 4-7 show. People will riot, apparently.
well, I don't plan on going anywhere anytime soon. Yeah. So
AJ says, at least I wasn't on my bike, and that's true. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
That would have been ugly.
That would have been bad for you.
Yeah, I don't want it.
And then Lexus guy comes out all pissed off, and you're laying there with a broken arm and your leg backwards and everything else.
I don't need to deal with that.
That's okay. You know what I've started figuring out here is where this cough button is located. I accidentally keep touching it, and it gets really loud in my ears. Yeah. I've got to move.
We got to give up on the cough button, huh?
Yeah.
No, because it doesn't go over the air, but you just screamed in my ear.
Yeah, and mine, too. Don't get me wrong. I screamed in my own ear.
When we first started over there, that's what happened to me. When you would hit the cough button, it would blare in my headphones, so you're experiencing what I used to experience.
So if I really wanted to jack with you, I could just turn my thing down here and do it again.
I guess you could.
I'm not going
to. I guess AD is on pretty thin ice around here with some people.
Why? What happened?
John Granato's pretty pissed off with him. I guess he got knocked off the air a few times today.
That's not his fault, though. That's our transmitter going down.
All right. Well, he blames AD.
All right. Well, a lot of good stuff to get to.
I don't like to throw blame around, John. You know, I like to, as long as it's not my fault, I don't really care who's to blame. In my opinion, it's pretty much everybody else's fault if it's not mine. But then again, yesterday it was my fault, the accident.
Well,
so sometimes I am at fault, but when I'm not, I just blame everybody.
Well, but
I get mad at
everybody. I'll give you credit. Most of the time when you screw something up, you're the first person to say, yeah, that was on me.
That's on me.
You go full Kubiak/O'Brien. Doesn't happen often, but when it does.
That's because I rarely screw up. Well, you know that.
You rarely admit to screwing up. Texter asked Fred, any thoughts to come into Delta Downs for the big $1 million race this month? I'm planning to
million?
Go. Million? Yeah, it's the jackpot. I'm planning to go. It's the Saturday that I get back from Vegas, so as long as I don't have any flight delays, the wife's going to pick me up at the airport, and we're going to head straight over.
Did you see our company Thanksgiving party is while we're in Vegas?
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff going on while we're in Vegas. We'll talk about that when we come back.
The company meeting, too, which is still nice.
Which I was supposed to be doing a presentation on Gal Media Audio Publications.
You won't be doing that.
Not unless they're going to fly to Vegas with us.
Yeah, not going to happen.
All right, well, guess what? It's going to be a fun week for us because we're going to Vegas, but it's going to start off even better because we're going to be at Two Below's for the Texans-Bengals game. And if you have not been to Two Below's, you need to go check this place out. It's on North Side, 2907 Rayford Road in Spring. And Chip, who owns the place, does a great job, and he's done a fantastic job of just creating the perfect sports bar atmosphere. TVs are everywhere. You can't miss them. So if you want to go on a Saturday and watch college football, you're going to catch all your games. You want to go on Sunday, catch the games. They've got you covered. You want to go watch the Rockets stink it up like they did last night? That's your place to go. And on top of that, they've got fantastic food, a great staff. The thing about the food, there's nothing there that isn't awesome. And they've got all kinds of good Cajun stuff. It's some really high-quality food that you don't expect to get at a sports bar. And they've got a great beer selection on top of that. So all the things that I love. And you know what? If you want to bring the family, it's very family-friendly. And you're not going to feel weird if you see somebody with kids there because you sit there at the bar. And it's cool. It's just a great atmosphere and a great place to hang out. So go check them out. We'll be out there on Monday. Come see us then. It's Two Below's, 2907 Rayford Road. Make it your home away from home, twobelows.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hold up, son. Word. Yeah.
to all the killers and the $100 billers.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. If you want to get in, getting a lot of comments on Please No Barry.
Yeah.
I listened to him a little bit today. They had Kenny Houston on. I was
Who's that?
He's a former Oilers and Redskins safety who's, I think, older than Barry.
Okay.
Hall of Famer.
Okay.
It's interesting stuff. John, did you hear any of that?
No, I didn't get to.
And I got to listen to a little bit of Raheel and John while
He said, just imagine how I can picture it. Me and you, two guys from different generations.
What does it sound like, Bob Arum?
No, it's a little bit.
We're going to have real Bob Arum next week, so.
Mexicans.
Is that your Barry?
The Mexican Warriors.
That's Bob Arum.
Yeah, I want to
Barry's a little more gruff. Just
picture it. The two of us from different generations.
Maybe they are pretty similar. Barry Warner seems a little bit less racist, but I don't know.
I would say Barry is significantly less racist than Bob Arum. Well, what do you think Bob Arum would say?
I love the Mexican fighters. I love the way they're not afraid because they have to feed their families because they're poor back in Mexico. And they know that we're not going to give them our...
Bob Arum is kind of what I imagine Donald Trump turning into when he's really elderly.
Or much more elderly.
Yeah, much more elderly.
We're not going to let them send the money home unless they put on a real show for us here.
What do you think Bob Arum would say about the women fighting on Saturday night?
Women. Women don't know how to fight, Fred, except for Mexican women. They can fight, and I would not want to fight a Mexican woman, but this Ronda Rousey, the Holly Helm, they're phonies. That whole UFC is a joke, and these guys aren't real fighters. This is it's chicken fights is what it is with humans. It's cock fighting. Human cock fighting.
Even when the women are...
You know what I mean. The women, this is not America. What have we come to where we're letting women fight in the cage? What is this? Who has time for this? Any more questions?
No. I right. think you've said it all.
All right. Enjoy the fights. Make sure you order on pay-per-view. Canelo is a Mexican warrior. Cotto is not a Mexican per se, but fights like a Mexican. And that's what makes this fight worth your money. Are you going to order?
Oh, I mean, any chance you get back to China anytime soon, Bob?
This is about Mexicans, not about the Chinese.
And you notice I self-edited myself because if I used the word that Arum would have used, I would have gotten dumped. That would have been racist. It would have been too racist. You got to admit, when you do fake Bob Arum, you have to like lower the racism level to where it's like acceptable and we don't get fired. But when he's actually on and he's just going, you just let it go because then it's just funny.
Yeah, because some of the stuff he says, by now we've heard him do it more than once, and it's kind of like, I admit we both, when we do interview him, we're throwing stuff out there to try to get him to do it.
Of course, I'm like poking the racist bear. Of course.
And you know, it's kind of a challenge to see which one of us can get him to do it first, which is just a little game we play. And of course he does it, so usually... It doesn't take much. I mean, I think, especially the last couple of years, he just doesn't give a flying bleep about anything.
And what's good for him is, like, when you get to be a certain age, people kind of like, well, okay. Like, he's just racist. And they don't really, like, it's no big deal.
Yeah, I think when you're old, you can just get away with it because, oh, he's...
Especially if you're old and rich.
Yeah, well, but you're from that generation.
Yeah, I mean, then everybody's like, well, he's racist, but... You know, the way he was raised, that's just kind of the way it was.
I'm guessing this dude was dropping acid in the 60s and listening to Hendrix.
Although Marge Schott was an old racist, and they came after her.
Yeah.
Donald Sterling, old racist. They came after him. So maybe it's hit or miss.
But well, yeah. The difference is, well, with boxing it being independent, this would be the equivalent of, I don't know what the equivalent would be, because it's not like being a commissioner of something.
Right.
Because you're a promoter. Yeah. So.
But that's the good thing when you're the promoter. You know, Marge Schott and Donald Sterling had franchises that were part of an organization that people could come after.
A collective, yeah.
Bob Arum's the boss.
Yeah.
Like, you could come after him, but he's like, what are you going to do, fire me? What are you going to do? You're going to fire me because I say Mexican a lot? I mean, what is this? What is this PC community? I love Mexicans because they fight hard and their people are zombies when it comes to spending pay-per-view money. They spend the money no matter what. That's why I like them. The Puerto Ricans are the same. A lot of people tell me, Bob, Puerto Ricans and Mexicans are different. And I say, the money's all green. The money's all green. Any more questions?
No. No, God, no.
Okay.
I'm trying not to laugh.
Can someone get me some coffee? All right. Not the Mexican coffee. I only drink the Colombian coffee. Mexicans don't know what they're doing when it comes to coffee. Boxing is the Mexicans' game. Coffee, not as much. Not as much with the coffee. Colombians, great at coffee. Great at cocaine. I don't mess with it, but I know people who have, and they say the Colombian cocaine is very good. Any more questions?
You know what, Bob? I think you need a good night's sleep, and I'll tell you the way to do it. Go visit Texas.
I sleep on the money from the Mexicans. It feels great.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I hate when people are on air and they laugh at something. And there are times when it's very difficult for me to sit here and not just laugh like crazy on the air. All right, guys. Got to tell you about my good friends at Texas Mattress Makers. And, you know, you've heard me talk about them for a while. They're always going to give you great deals because they make the mattresses right there and sell them directly to you. So you're going to get a great sleep at a great price. They also are doing really cool things in the community. Talked about that a lot. Well, right now, you can get an additional 10% off already low factory prices if you come in uniform or bring a military ID, as they celebrate Veterans Day yesterday, all the way through the 15th. Everybody else, you get 5% off. Just bring an American flag. You can bring one of those little flags that they had at the parade. Walk right in with that. Guess what? You're going to get 5% off. But if you were in the military, they want to take care of you. 10% off. The offer excludes adjustable foundations and cannot be combined with any other offer. And they're doing it all month long, man. They're doing it at Texas Mattress Makers. It's Black November. Enjoy 40% savings off select mattresses in all standard sizes. A custom-fitted queen size is usually $699. During November, it's $299. How about a top-of-the-line twin-size bed was $499, now $249. And a custom-size king was $899. Try $399. That's what they do at Texas Mattress Makers. They give you a great price. They make great beds, and they're very cool people. Go see Yuval and the gang. I promise you, they'll take care of you. You are going to sleep better. You're going to save money. And they're always, always helpful to get you on the bed where you're going to sleep the best. Experience the best in custom quality beds. Visit Texas Mattress Makers today. 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price. Please tell them I sent you. TexasMattressMakers.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them the bleep in. 713-780-ESPN is your number. It's hilarious. I get like 20 tweets about how much people love it. I get about 40 texts about how much people love it. There's always one guy, bad radio, anyone? Dude, we're not for you. We're not for you. Just, you should probably go listen to another show.
Your mom does bad radio. How about that, bro?
I get a text that says, can anybody see this, Raheel? Seriously, Raheel? You can't sign on to the text thing yourself? Or did he do something today that's referring to that I... John, you're supposed to keep us up with what these guys are doing, because if they do something and it's different and we have to refer to it, yeah, I try to listen, but
a lot of guys really.
I was busy today.
A lot of guys seem really impressed with the fact that we were able to get Bob Arum on basically so quickly. Just we talked about him. Next thing you know, he showed up on the phone.
He does that.
Big stars.
Yeah.
You know, and we're going out there next week. We're promoting his fight. And he's excited.
It's actually going to be a very good fight.
Yeah,
it is. Canelo is one of my favorite fighters, and we were hoping to have him on, but he doesn't do English interviews. So, oh well, these things happen. But yeah, I'm looking forward to getting to Vegas. Got some poker in our future, man. We're gonna do some damage out there. Any thoughts on the games tonight from a betting perspective? I'm getting a lot of people asking, I had a really good email from a listener who went to Georgia Tech, who makes a very compelling case why you should bet Virginia Tech tonight.
You know why I'm not betting that game? Because I don't want to watch it. I mean,
I've gotten where I can bet games without watching them.
I can. I prefer to at least be able to, like on college days, it's very difficult for me. I bounce around a lot to a lot of different channels. And
well, if I'm close in the fourth quarter one way or the other, then I'll flip over and watch it. I always like to make sure I see the end of it no matter what.
I'll be honest. I'm probably playing Buffalo tonight. And I like the under a little bit. I'll probably end up teasing is what I'll probably do. But I'll be honest, I've been so, because college basketball lines came out today. So I've just been drowning myself in college basketball lines that I've barely looked at any football this week.
No, that's what happened to me the weekend of the Breeders' Cup. I was so tied up with the horse racing, I never really got around to looking at anything. But I'll have some CFL plays this weekend, but those will be tomorrow. I like some games. I might go Virginia Tech tonight. I'm not really into the NFL game from a betting perspective, but I'll be watching it from a fun perspective. But
for some reason, I really missed the NFL this week. Like, I don't know what's going on, but like that Tuesday, Wednesday with no NFL really got to me. So I'm excited that football's back, but I'm really pumped about college hoops being back tomorrow.
Well, the Tuesday was fine because I got caught up on all the shows that I needed to get caught up on.
Pissing me off by trying to start putting – listen, I love football. There's football every day this week, though. There was a college game Tuesday, game last night.
I'm kind of okay with that because there are some nights when there's –
I guess it gives you an option, but
– Well, if I hadn't have gone to the damn game last night and I'd had an option to watch – Bowling Green or the Rockets, I would have ejected on the Rockets same time I did the actual game and watched Bowling Green.
Right.
But, oh well. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Need to tell you, we play the Bud Light Fantasy game each Thursday during happy hour. It's absolutely free to play. Tonight, we're having happy hour at Christian's Tailgate White Oak location from 5 until 7. The top scorer wins $100 and will be invited to play in the finals for $2,000. But the only way you can enter is to get the link at Christian's Tailgate from Jason Braddock and the ESPN 97.5 Road Crew, courtesy of ESPN 97.5 and Bud Light. Jason was tweeting out about Bangy the Sex Bear last night. It's like, I wonder what Fred and AJ were doing these things. Like, dude, do you not listen to the show? We've been pretty clear about what happens to Bangy.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. Let's grab a phone call. Mark wants to talk a little MMA, so let us go to Mark. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Sports
to you.
Hey, with the Ronda Rousey card this weekend, I'm heading to Vegas in the morning. I was curious, what's the best fight odds, or what's the best bet you like on that on the card this weekend? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
God, that's tough. I tweeted this out the other day. If you put a $100 parlay bet on the two underdogs, what do you think it would pay out, Fred?
Oof.
I'll just tell you because you'll never guess.
Yeah.
$17,300.
Wow.
Everybody's going to tune in because it's a Ronda Rousey fight. You know, that's just the way it goes. But I think that this is it's probably not the best card for betting purposes. If you put a gun to my head and said, hey, you know, put down $100 on a fight, it'd probably either be on Whitaker or Struve. Whitaker's a plus 115 dog, and Struve is about minus 111 or something like that. So those would be the fights that I'd be most interested in betting. I'm not going to bet a lot on the card. There's just not a lot of, outside of those two fights especially, I don't think a whole ton of value.
Just on the Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech thing, I liked Virginia Tech at 3.5. It is now down to 2. So I don't like it as much as there. When it was outside of field goal, I was saying, yeah, okay, I like Virginia Tech. Now, I don't think so. Bill's getting 2.5 at New York, too. So 42 is your total number.
I like the under. Again, I'll probably end up doing a tease on that and getting Bills and under teased.
Okay. I like that. That's a good time to use a teaser because I think those numbers are pretty close. And if you're right, boom.
You know, yeah. I tell you, I that's not something I – and you know this. It's not something I do very often. But, you know, both of those numbers are kind of close to where I'm almost uncomfortable with them. But I like both I like both of those. So that's probably – you know, that's probably the way it'll end up going.
By the way, love Hamilton -2 on Sunday.
Okay.
That's your play of the week.
On Sunday, what is the CFL doing playing games on Sunday?
It's playoffs now.
Don't they know that's really dumb?
You know, the 30 million people up there.
Do they really watch CFL over NFL?
No, I mean not unless it's their team.
Okay,
so
but like if a good NFL game's on versus CFL game, they're not paying attention to the CFL.
Except for the Grey Cup, that'd be the only one.
Right,
but anyway.
They're not dumb enough to do that on a Sunday, are they?
Yeah, it's on a Sunday, but
on an NFL Sunday.
Yeah, it's on an NFL Sunday, but it's later in the afternoon. It comes on. It's like after the afternoon games. And by then, usually the Sunday night games, who knows if they're any good.
Okay. Well, listen, I always tell, if you want people to watch your stuff, don't put it up against NFL games.
Of course, but what are you going to do? I mean, you're going to either run into, I guess if you're them, you put it up against college. Because NFL's pretty popular in Canada.
Yeah. And so, I would imagine that people don't care that much about college football in Canada because college football is usually more of a regional thing.
Yeah. I mean, they have college football up there, but it's not.
It's not as big. No. Yeah. All right, going to tell you about sports manias. If you're one of these guys who's got a ton of fantasy teams to keep up with and you're having a hard time keeping track of your players, you need to know about sports manias. It's a free app, first of all, which is amazing. Go to the app store, search for sports manias, one word, download it. You'll see it's really simple. You import your fantasy team from Yahoo, CBS, ESPN, and you'll get personalized feeds from fantasy football experts all around the country, including breaking news, scoring opportunities, fantasy points, and milestones. It'll even give you an update when your guys are in the red zone. Real-time updates on your players, just your players, to help you make smarter lineup decisions because it can be a pain to sift through all the guys that aren't on your team. And this keeps you from having to do that. I've been using this app to help me with my leagues because I've got leagues on every platform, and it's really simplified my preparation and my lineup decision-making. Sports Manias, go to your cell or tablet right now. Go to the App Store and download Sports Manias for free. Absolutely $0. That's one word in the App Store, Sports Manias.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.